Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents. Tell me why you're special. This is the arena, y'all, where we stop overcomplicating what it is to heal and we start telling the truth about what is actually going to work. Because the truth is, a lot of people are burned out and then told to fix it by doing more routines, more tracking, more pressure to get it right. God did not create you guys to heal by adding more weight to your life, okay? He created you to come back into alignment, to rebuild layer by layer without losing yourself in the process. So if you've tried all the things and you are still tired, like you're just tired of being tired, this episode is for you. Today's guest is Joey Chandler. He didn't follow the typical burnout recovery path, and what he found might surprise you. So, Joey Chandler, thank you so much for coming into the hot seat for your time today. I'm excited for the audience to learn from you. Everyone gets this hot seat question. Give us your elevator pitch. Who are you? What do you do? And what makes you special?
Yeah, my name is Joey Chandler. I'm the founder of Certain Growth Solutions. And I think more than anybody else, I'm extremely good at helping people clarify their personal core values and, more importantly, putting them to use. Because what I found is that there's a difference between who we are and how we actually operate. So your values are a good thing. Knowing your values is important, but having a system to achieve your goals using your values, that's what makes the difference.
Is it because you talk about recovery burnout in your bio? Is that burnout kind of what brought you to this space of core values being something that matter to you?
Yeah, it more refined it. Like values were a part of my life beforehand. Before I burnt out, I was coaching people, but I had too many. Like you said we got to simplify. I had five, and I found that when I reduced them down to three, they were just easier to use. I could wake up even when I was totally exhausted and totally done, and I could say, okay, how can I bring a little connection, a little curiosity, and a little fun to my day? And then I could take action and baby step, and it allowed me to recover. So they were part of my life, but it was the refinement and really thinking like, hey, how can I use my values to achieve goals? Because the one thing I realized is that when we don't operate from our values, when we're operating from something other than ourselves, that's exhausting, that's frustrating, and that leads to burnout.
You said you scaled down to three core values. Can you share those with us today?
Yeah, they're connection, curiosity, and fun.
Okay, that's amazing. What got you to the point of understanding the value of values? Like how is this even on your radar? Is there a moment, a story?
Yeah, like 10, maybe 10, 12 years ago, I had a business where I did tribute videos for people
Okay.
where, if you want to do one for your mom, we get 30 or 40 people that love her, and they all say on the video, this is what they love and appreciate about her.
Yeah.
And you put them together and they're awesome. They're incredible. And over a few years, I did a couple hundred of those videos, and I started to see that there was always a theme in the video. The person was about love or joy or happiness. It wasn't like really loud. It wasn't overt. It wasn't like everybody said the same
Yeah.
thing. But because I sat there and watched them I was editing them for so long, and I had a sense of personal development and awareness. I started to pick up on it, and then it just dawned on me that because I did videos for people 7 to 90 all over the world,
Yeah.
and it occurred to me that that theme that I was seeing, that must be who the person was. Through a lifetime of actions and interactions with their friends and family, it was being reflected back to me, and I was kind of condensing it down. And then I had this moment of like, okay, if we all have this thing, then how can we bring this from the background of our life to the foreground?
Yeah.
And that gave me the idea of like, okay, we got values. How can I start to use them? It took me a few years to kind of figure it out, but that was where they came from. So now I know, like when I work with people, or even I just meet people, I know that a person has values because I know if I did a video for them, we had 30 or 40 people, there'd be some theme, and that theme is their videos. Or sorry, that theme is their values.
Yeah. No, I love that. And, one of the things you said kind of a minute ago, you're talking about the baby steps. So you didn't figure this out all at once. And then you were like, it took a couple years. So you're telling me no one waved a magic wand over Joey Chandler and said, boom, you're going to have it all figured out now that you realize that your core values matter. You actually had to take those baby steps to continue to move forward.
I'd like to say I had hair before I figured all this out.
That's perfect. That is
Yeah,
perfect.
one of the things that was interesting is after I burnt out and after I recovered by asking myself, what are my values and how can I use them today? And baby step, then bigger steps. It took, 2 or 3 months, but then I woke up one day and I was like, wow, I'm back. And then I went, honestly, a little bit hog wild with core values. I was like, I'm gonna have core values this and core values this. But I started to notice that I wasn't producing the results that I knew were possible. Because recovering from burnout by yourself post-COVID, by not by doing yoga or meditation or any of the kind of traditional anti-burnout routines, that was something. I knew that that was not a normal result. So I knew that there was something there. And after a few months, I realized that there's a difference between who you are and how you operate. So I had my values, and when I look back at my burnout journey, it wasn't the values that actually made the difference. It was me waking up every day and saying, "What are my values and how can I use them today?" That became a system, and or what I call a core process, a way of using your values to achieve a goal. So over the past few years, since that time, I've really worked on just basically developed a system that helps you get past your fears so you can operate from your values, because our fears are always louder than our values.
I definitely want to go back to that, but I do, because here's the truth. We probably have quite a few people listening who are either in it or on the edge of that burnout. So your worst day, your worst part of the burnout, what was that like? What, give
It
me a day in the life of burnout.
I really just remember that very first day when you just wake up, and I just remember, like, I just got chills thinking about it. Like, it's really hard to describe burnout until you have burnt out. I'm fairly certain that if you had asked me the day before I burnt out, said, "Hey Joey, how are you doing?" I would have said, "I'm fine. I mean, life sucks, and I'm really struggling, but I'm fine." My ego was would have, had me say that I was doing
Said
okay.
all the right things.
I said all the right things and I knew what to do and I was helping people. And so I had it. But when you wake up on that morning and when you're like, whoa, this is a whole nother level of like, I'm just done.
Done.
And you just realize that, that something has to change.
There's a price. I feel like there's a price because I've been in that burnout. I've burned an entire business down, in that just it wasn't the right thing, right? Starting over from just really a pace, it's lonely and it's empty and you're frustrated and you don't even know the next right thing. Why do you think that, what is the price that you pay, that you paid to move from that space? And why do you think so many people just continue to kind of stay stuck in that place?
Well, the price moving away from that it is, and you're saying the price of moving away from the thing that caused the burnout? Yeah. So the price for there is that your ego gets really shot. Like your sense of like, hey, I have it all together, gone, just gone. Because when you ask yourself, and honestly, this is some of the people I work with, this in itself is the biggest challenge, is to be able to say, where am I not living true to my values? Because none of us are perfect. We all have places where we do well and where we struggle. But the willingness to look at those places where you're not doing as well as you can, that takes a little something. And you have to be willing to just basically let go of any sense of like, I really have it all together. So that. And that's a wonderful feeling and really scary all at the same time. And so that's the part. And I tried, I just went, they got me going, what was the second part of your question?
Just why people kind of stay stuck. And I feel like you kind of still answered it in that, first of all, you mentioned fear, right? So everyone's terrified. And even if it's not working for us, like sometimes that comfort is enough to keep us where we're at because the unknown is just, especially in burnout, You just can't really wrap your brain around like the unknown, you
Yeah,
know?
that it can be any, that it can be any different.
Yeah.
And that's and that's really been challenged even more nowadays because there's so many things. We got, you know, politics, economy, family, social media,
Yeah.
TikTok, business, AI. Like it's just
Everywhere.
I read an article, a guy called it the poly crisis. And it's just the idea that you there's just so much, and it's so easy to get in a sense of hopelessness, in a sense of like, I got nothing left. And that's where I think having your really having a real strong sense of your values, and then more importantly, knowing a process that allow you to take a baby step every day, that allows you to move forward. If you're missing either one of those, you have the idea, but you don't have the confidence and the conviction that you can move forward.
Right. And if you don't get locked in on those core ethics and values, then you really have nothing to cling to when that doubt creeps in, and it always will. Like 600 episodes in as a podcaster, and I still get nervous. I literally wear like a peace patch so I could just stay calm and be here because it's all scary, right? We're in our head, like, you know, am I qualified for this, right? So I think that's a huge thing. I want to go back because you're talking about when you're coming through the burnout, you didn't do the traditional stuff. What's not working about the way people are approaching burnout right now?
You just don't have the energy to do anything. Like that's the ultimately, like you were saying, like, you know, that it piles up, like literally the if you had the energy to do all the routines that so many people talk about, you
Wouldn't
wouldn't
be
be
in
burnt out.
burnout.
Like
Very much agree.
it's almost like you
Yeah.
know, when you need a vacation from your vacation, that sort of
That's
thing.
yes. And that's the
And
space people are in.
I it's actually one of the things I really or burnout really taught me is that when you have to make your coaching, you got like I always think like is my can I deliver this to myself when I was burnt out? Could I have heard what I'm saying? And you know, there's a little bit of levels there, but you got to especially now with all the stuff, people have to be able to be at the very, very bottom and then take action. And I think too much ideas and coaching and support is kind of higher up and people fall through the cracks.
I very much agree with that. I think a lot of, you know, I am a coach. I have a coach. I love coaches. There's some incredible coaches, but there's a really toxic coaching culture also that misses that. They miss the humanity in their work, and people do fall through because my burnout, I couldn't even get off the couch. You want me to go do yoga? You want me to meditate and I can't even form a thought to go take a shower? Like you're crazy. So I love the space that, you know, you're willing to be in that you took yourself through, but like the fact you're willing to see this in other people. Break down your 3D printed life approach. What is that? What does it mean?
Yeah, so this was a really interesting experience. So after I burnt out and I got I have a system for helping people get clear on their values, and then I developed a system for applying your values to your everyday life. I started to notice in my conversations with my clients that we would go from business to family to relationships to fitness in one conversation. We would use the exact same process and we would come up with four different answers, you know, depending on whatever the client was going through in that day. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. 'Cause it just allowed for flexibility. We could speak to whatever the person was going on. And then I read that article about the poly crisis and the idea that we're like things are coming all over. And I was like, wow, we can't approach coaching anymore with like the one wall at a time sort of approach. Like, you know, when you used to build a house with one wall at a time, that doesn't work because it's like trying to build a wall in a storm. And so I had that vision of the 3D printed house, you know, that goes around. You have that nozzle that puts out the cement. And I was like, we could do that. We could layer one layer of our life in different areas of our life every day. So like for me, my layers are business, romance, family, and fun. And so I work on, okay, how can I take one step in each of those areas every day? And the experience has been really remarkable. Myself and my clients, where you go to bed and you wake up with a sense of like, I move my life forward. Maybe not a huge step. Maybe that layer is just really small, that, for that day, but you move your life forward and you have a sense of confidence and a sense of like, hey, I can do this. And you just keep going. And when I talk to people, you can just feel them get grounded. Like they're like, oh, I could do that. I could take a step every day. And what happens is we identify their value or their four walls, essentially building their house. And then they go take action. And when they stumble, when they miss a day, when they feel stuck, they can use the what I call the refinement engines, just questions that help people get past fear to use their values to move themselves forward. And then we track it at the end of the day. We just say, hey, this is what I did for this, and this is what I learned. And you just wake up and you go to bed, like, wow. I did something to move my whole life forward. And there's a ton of science behind it, but the real experience is just like, despite all the chaos, despite all the insanity that we're living in, I move my life forward. And if I can do it today, I can do it tomorrow, and I'll be able to do it the next day.
I love that. And everything you're saying, Joey, I mean, it's a shit show right now. And we were never meant to have access to everything we have access to. We were never meant to know everything that's happening in our state, let alone our country, let alone the world. Like that's, we were not built for that. And so we're all kind of just acclimating to what do we do now? And I just wish I could take notes while I'm hosting a show because I love your approach and I'm thinking, man, do I have four walls? Because here's the thing. People ask me, how do I balance stuff? And I'm like, balance is bullshit. I don't. I genuinely don't balance. I do the things, but like I love this four wall approach. And that's the thing. Move the needle just a little every single day. Just a little makes a
Yeah.
huge difference. It's compounded interest.
It,
And
absolutely. And you'll find that you're like, you could figure out your four walls. And
yeah.
it's not to say that you don't have more than four things. Like fun for me includes my fitness. Like like travel and adventure and fitness kind of fits underneath there. And then family includes my friends as well.
Yeah.
'Cause sometimes friends are family and vice versa.
Of course.
And then I put romance in because I got divorced and I want that to be a part of my life. So it's not about perfection and everything, but my sense is that four things we all can kind of handle. Like, we can handle four. And also just the visual of four walls gives it, again, when talking to people, it gives them like, okay, I'm building a foundation. And then you move forward. And then the really cool part is when you do have a bad day, like this happened a couple of weeks ago. I woke up on a Saturday and I'm like, yeah, I'm watching Netflix all day. And at first I was like, no, like I wanted to fight against it. But then I'm like, wait a minute. I have worked my four, I have evidence. I have moved it forward. I know I'm going to do it again. And for whatever reason, narcos in Mexico and a bag of chips was what I needed that day. And I think this actually points to something that's really nice about this approach with values and using it is that it helps you really develop a somatic awareness. Because, like there's a saying, like our body knows before our brains do sometimes. And so I think if you can get in touch with your body and appreciate what it needs earlier on, then you reduce the chance of burnout.
I've first of all, thank you for bringing humanity to the show and being super relatable because I just had a Netflix Saturday, last week, and my girls like. I always joke because when dad's home on the weekends and he doesn't work, like they go down, they put on a movie, they cuddle, like that's their day, And I'm always like, I can't do that. I'll go crazy. No, the other day I came down, my 7-year-old's super snuggly. I'm like, we binge watched a whole show that day. Like it was the greatest day. And the thing is, like, I've learned. Obviously, we can't beat ourselves up in those moments. I'm like, dude, I interviewed like 30 people last week. I, wrote the basis for my website. Like, I've really, it's a day. And I was actually more productive. Having had that day the next day, I was like pumped, extra pumped. And I think it is that sometimes you're going to fill the pool. And if you can keep track of like what you're producing, the four walls, and you're giving people sense of control. Right? It's that control of like they can visually see their four walls. This is their space. That's their, they steward that. That's that's their thing.
Yeah.
I think it's beautiful. Why do you think people overcomplicate all of this, their healing, their growth?
It's because of our fears. I'm not enough fear, and I'm 100. I have so many programs that I have started, like I got going because I bumped up against a wall of some sort. The fear, the doubt, the thing like this is not going to work. So you got to go over there, chase that shiny object, and it would go. And then eventually I would bump up against a wall. Then it's like, I got to go chase that. And one thing that I've learned is that our values are really powerful. And if when you hit that wall, instead of chasing around, you take a deep breath and you ask some version of, what do my values say to do here? Ultimately, what it does is simplify. It will simplify your life because you don't need more than your values and to come up with a good idea. And it and all of the coaching that there's so much, there's lots of really great coaching out there, but there's a lot that is just based off of fears. And you try it and then you get stuck. But what there's to do is to say, hey, what's that fear? What's that doubt that says, I'm not good enough, I don't have what it takes, nobody likes me, whatever that fear is. And the interesting part is I don't think you have to do like super deep therapeutic dives. You just have to acknowledge, if you want to go do therapy, go do it. But you can also just acknowledge like, wow, I think I suck. Just that, being, whatever that is in your head, like, if you acknowledge that, then like, hey, what do my values say to do here? It will just help you move forward. And if you have a goal, it would help you move towards that goal.
I love that. If someone is feeling completely burned out right now, what is that next first step they should take? And do you have like a secret hack to figuring out? Because I think people struggle with, or actually, let's talk to the person with burnout and then I'll have my next question. How about that? What's the first step they should do if they're in burnout?
Well, I mean, the first is to kind of be honest with yourself because some burnout requires like a doctor. You got to go talk to a real medical professional because there's levels of burnout. And if you're in that stage, please
Go get help.
go take care of it. I mean, ultimately what it is to take care of yourself is when you're in that burnout. The other thing to know is that you will get past this. And then when you have a little bit of space, we can talk and I can help them identify their values. It's not very complicated. And then they can start to ask, how can I bring my values to my day? And they take a baby step and the baby step. And that will look different for everybody. But you got to take care of yourself and recognize that you have. And one thing I really love about the values approach is that it reminds you that you have something to offer the world. When I was in those dark spots, those trying to recover, I was like, okay, I know the world needs a little more curiosity, connection, and fun. I know that somewhere somebody needs that, so I have something to offer, and I think that's very easy to lose when you go to, when you burn out.
I mean, your brain's not even in function mode to even think about that. So, I think that radical honesty, you spoke about being honest, and I think that a lot of people need to hear that. A lot of people need to take that approach and get honest with themselves today. And then just take that responsibility of the next step. But my question is, do you have like a secret cheat sheet formula for people to really, lock in on their core values? We have influence our whole lives, and most of the stuff we believe isn't even our own beliefs. So how do you kind of tear that away and bring people back to like who the hell they are?
Yeah, I use three questions and I can share them with you if we have time.
Absolutely.
So there's three questions that you ask. First off is when you interact with people, how do you want them to feel? And this will be like safe, heard, motivated, inspired, some version of that. Then you ask yourself, okay, if when I experience that myself, let's say it was safe, heard, and motivated. When I feel safe, heard, and motivated myself, how do I feel? And that word will be something like love or joy or happiness, excitement or freedom. Those are the top five. And I call that your core word. That's like who you are at your core, like overall. And then because those words are big and broad, you say, okay, what are three words that help me experience more of that thing? So for me, my word is love. And connection, curiosity, and fun is what love means to me. You connect with someone, you stay curious, and you have fun together. That's when love shows up for me. And everybody has a different version of that. The one caveat I put in there is that you want to use what I call a, make one word what I call a spark word. And a spark word will be like creativity, fun, play, adventure, curiosity. It'd be something like that. And what this does is this helps you broaden your awareness. Do you imagine, like, when you're stressed, if you bring a sense of adventure to a challenge, it's just going to open your eyes a little bit more than if you if all of your values were integrity, authenticity, and excellence. Having a sense of fun and play and creativity, just it opens it up. And there's a bunch of science behind this. Barbara Fredrickson, she created this thing called the broaden and build method. And she did a bunch of research that just shows that words like fun, play, creativity broaden our awareness. And I kind of stumbled upon this, but when you make one of your words that, one of your three, it just helps you stay energized, help you move forward and be creative in challenging times.
I hope you guys had a notebook and a pen ready. Otherwise, I'm happy that you're rewinding it and re-listening because you should have been taking notes. Joey, where can people find you? How can they get resourced with you or work with you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm at certaingrowth.com, and that's where people can sign up for trainings. If they want to do a corporate training or anything like that, we can go through there. And yeah, I think in right now, like, and I'll just say also this. I think with we haven't talked about this a bit, AI, there's a massive thing. A person knowing their values is so helpful because you can actually take your values and put them into your AI, and you can say, hey, ChatGPT, use, like, for me, I say run everything through connection, curiosity, and fun. So it gives all my answers through that. And so it makes it way more grounded. It uses connection, curiosity, and fun in the language. So it's more like a reflection of me rather than it overwhelming
Just
me.
being a computer. Yeah. No, I think
Yeah.
that's incredible. And you guys got an AI hack. So congrats on that. That's amazing. You guys check the show notes, okay, to make sure to get that link. And this is the part of the show where I get to tell Joey what I think makes him special.
Oh,
Joey,
great. Thank you.
it's not just that you found a different way, it's that you were willing to stand up and question what wasn't working. And you didn't just follow the norm. You paid attention to what actually helped you come back to life. And the fact that now you are helping people simplify something that feels overwhelming, you're giving them their power back. You're letting them be seen, just connecting them back to the core of who they really are. I think that's incredibly, incredibly beautiful. And the world needs that. So thank you for your work. I think that's what makes you special. Everyone listening, you guys, you don't have to fix your life by doing more. God did not create you to live overwhelmed and exhausted. Like, you're allowed to rebuild as many times as you need, simply, intentionally. It's one layer at a time, one wall at a time. I'm calling you to be aware, to be honest, to be steady. And please remember that your mess is your message. Even the burnout, even the confusion, even the seasons where nothing feels like it's working. That's where your wisdom comes from. And if you've been feeling the pull to use your voice, not just to talk, but to actually say the stuff that matters, that is what I do here. Okay. I'm going to help you take your story, your experience, your perspective, and we're going to turn it into something that actually impacts people, whether that becomes a podcast, a platform, something bigger. Let's do it the right way. If you're ready to stop overthinking, please come work with me. Joey has someone right now that needs to hear this episode. And the best way for that to happen is if you guys share this out. Okay. Share the show. Make sure you leave a review. Stars are cute. I'm always grateful. But like, leave the written review because you're going to help us find that one person that really needs to connect with Joey right now. Make sure you guys are following him, getting resourced. And Joey, thank you so much for your time. You guys, if you're ready for the hot seat, come tell me why you're special.
Thank you.